This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Southern Illinois Symphony presents The Russians Are Coming. It's a whole series of concerts and other themes throughout the month of October. And in studio to talk about that is Maestro Ed Benyus. Ed, thanks for coming in.
Good morning,
Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. So when you think of Russians and then you say October, then you're kind of putting Red October together.
Right.
That's one of the themes for one of the events.
It is. I'll tell you how the Russian season came about, though, because we have two great artists coming to perform with a symphony this season at the beginning and at the end. The pianist Orly Shaham, who is the wife of St. Louis Symphony Music Director David Robertson, and the sister of world-famous violinist Gil Shaham. She is coming to play Rachmaninoff, the really beautiful Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on the theme of Paganini for piano and orchestra, in October. And then in April, to close the season, Rachel Barton Pine, an old friend of mine from Chicago and a fabulous violinist who plays all over the world, is coming to perform a violin concerto by Khachaturian in April. And then in December, we had already planned we're going to do a complete Nutcracker ballet. So I've got Russian music in October and December and April. And so it was not very difficult to just fill out the season with all Russian music. And I like those movie allusions. The Russians Are Coming, The Hunt for Red October. So we're working that into our marketing as well.
I know that you have things coming up this month in October to kind of kick things off. What will people be able to see and hear?
Well, we have a terrific series of 4 or 5 days, a little bit of a residency with two great artists, Orly Shaham on the opening night of the symphony series, Tuesday, October 24th, playing Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. And also on that program is some really, really beautiful music from the Romeo and Juliet ballet by Sergei Prokofiev. And we're going to do some extended excerpts from that ballet. And that'll be just a great opening concert. The day before that, Orly will give a masterclass. So that's Monday, October 23rd. For our piano students, that's free admission and it's open to the public. It's 1 p.m. in the Old Baptist Foundation Recital Hall. And then the night before that is the Southern Illinois Chamber Music Society. So we're trying to collaborate a little bit with the two organizations, and their opening concert, their season is also all Russian, at my suggestion, because there's a lot of great music for chamber music by Russian composers. So they open their concert on Sunday afternoon, October 22nd. And we are bringing in a slice of musical history. It's the violinist Albert Igolnikov. He's retired from 25 years with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra as a principal player. And prior to that, he played for 20 years as assistant concertmaster in the Leningrad Philharmonic under Russia's greatest conductor of the 20th century, Yevgeny Mravinsky, who made a lot of recordings with Leningrad Orchestra. So Igolnikov is coming on Sunday afternoon, the 22nd, to play music by Prokofiev and Arensky. And then the previous day, Saturday, October 21st, he will give a masterclass as well at 10 a.m. in the Old Baptist Foundation Recital Hall. So we got a great Red October, October 21, 22, 23, and 24.
And as you said, this spans throughout the season for the Southern Illinois Symphony. Without being too political about this, music and arts really help bridge cultural divides. I assume that's part of the reason that you want to bring Russian music to Southern Illinois?
Well, you know, you could make some political statements about this Russian music, and I love to make political statements, but I'm not going to. And I just want people to know that it started out because these two soloists wanted to play Rachmaninoff, Khachaturian, and we're doing Nutcracker. So we add Prokofiev, and then we also have Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony. Our civic orchestra is also playing all Russian music by Tchaikovsky and Borodin. And, you know, it's some of the greatest music out there. We have all these great composers, Shostakovich, Prokofiev, Khachaturian, just from the 20th century, Soviet Union. Then you have Tchaikovsky, Borodin, Glinka, and so many more great Romantic era Russian composers. There's just Rimsky-Korsakov, so many that you can choose from.
And we should mention that people can get more information and tickets by calling 453-2000. Go to the SIU Arena or McLeod Theater box office. Lots of different events going on, not just in October, but again in November and December, and then things will start up again in the spring semester.
And you know, there's so many websites you can look at, but I would actually urge people to go to the SIU School of Music website and go under events. And there's a Southern Illinois Symphony page, and our whole schedule is laid out there. And there's also a Southern Illinois Chamber Music Society page, and their schedule is laid out. And then the full School of Music calendar, you can see all the great things that are going on. The Chamber Music Society tickets are only available at the door. They're $15 for adults and $5 for students. The symphony tickets you can get at the door, and you can get advanced, as you described, at the Arena or McLeod ticket offices. And we have a special package that we're running. We'd like younger people to come to the audience. And so our season ticket price is $100 for 5 concerts. But if you're under 50, if you look like you're under 50, or if you say you're under 50, you can get you get the season tickets for $80.
Maestro Ed Benyus, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.